Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again. We're sharing with you on the subject of following Jesus. You know, every one of us want to follow the Lord Jesus Christ if we're born again. And if we're going to follow Him, we're going to do it according to the Word of God. We've seen scriptures in Luke 9:23 where He says, "If any man come after Me, let him deny himself." And he's to take up his cross daily and follow Him. And we're going to lose the soul realm directed life to find His life. We're going to yield unto Him and walk in the ways of the Word of God. Praise God. This is so important. And if we're going to follow Him, we're going to follow Him with all of our heart. And we're going to do that only which is right in His eyes. That's why we got to deny ourselves. That's why we got to submit to His ways. Caleb was one who wholly followed the Lord. Because he wholly followed the Lord, he got his inheritance. You know, we have an inheritance in Jesus Christ. And God wants us to possess that inheritance. And we will possess our inherited rights if we will wholly follow the Lord our God. We also saw the scripture where Jesus said to those disciples to follow Him, and that I will make you fishers of men. He will make us fishers of men if we're really following the Lord. That means we're not going to have our eyes on ourselves. We're going to have our eyes on reaching out to other people to help them to come to the place of receiving Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, to minister to the needs of others. We should be reaching out to people to help them to be set free. Praise God. You need to be a soul winner. You need to be a witness for the Lord. Remember, you're an ambassador for Christ, and you have been given a ministry of reconciliation. God has committed unto you the word of reconciliation. It is now your responsibility and my responsibility to follow Him and to preach the word and be a fisher for men. Praise God. We saw the scripture in Matthew 10, where that if we will not put away things of idolatry or possessions or any of these kind of things and have other gods as such before us, we'll not be worthy of Him. And this is so important. If we let anything get in front of our service of the Lord Jesus, we will not be worthy of Him. We have to forsake anything, possessions, lands, houses, mother, father, brother, sister, anything that would hinder us from following the Lord. If we put anything before our following of the Lord and obeying Him, the Bible says that we are not worthy of Him. We need to forsake all and follow Him. When we do so, we're going to receive the hundredfold return and the everlasting life. And remember, if we're really following Him, we're not going to be looking back at things that we've left behind. We're going to be following the Lord. The Bible talks about if the guy looks back, he's not fit for the kingdom of God. We've set our hand to the plow, and we're going to continue to follow Him. And further, if we're following Him, we're going to be the sheep who are following the great shepherd. Jesus is the shepherd. We are to follow Him, and we're going to do that. And as we do follow Him closely by being in His word and doing what He says, we're going to hear His voice. You know, many Christians don't hear the voice of the Lord today. And I think one of the major reasons is because they're really not following the shepherd as a sheep would follow him. A sheep follows the shepherd very closely. He goes wherever he goes. And this is what we need to do. And we're going to hear the voice of the Lord if we are tuned into Him through His word and listening to Him and praying and being in the presence of the Lord. And this is so important. He says, "My sheep hear My voice, and I know them, and they follow Me." We also follow the Lord as we're serving Him. God wants you to serve Him. You are here as a vessel of honor to be meet for the Master's use. You are to serve the Lord and follow Him. When you serve the Lord, our Heavenly Father is going to honor us. Praise the Lord. And it's exciting that we can serve the Lord. And God will honor us, and He will use you. Don't think that He can't use you. God will use you. Praise the Lord. Now, we're going to look at a scripture today in Mark chapter 16, verse 17. The Bible says, "These signs shall follow them that believe." If we're following Jesus, then signs are going to follow us. in my name shall they cast out devils or demons. We're going to cast out demons if we're following him. They shall speak with new tongues. We're going to be speaking in that heavenly prayer language that God gives us, praying in tongues, which is a prayer language that we pray by means of the Holy Spirit to release the Holy Spirit's power to intercede and to release what the Holy Spirit would pray through us in any situation. We're also going to lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover, praise the Lord. And the Bible says that as we go forth and preach the word, that these signs are going to follow us. The Lord is going to work with us. He's going to confirm the word that we preach with signs following, praise God. In John chapter 8, verse 12, the Bible says this. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. If we're following the Lord, we're not walking in the ways of darkness. We need to put away things that are of darkness. Anything that would be of darkness would be of anything that be of the world, anything that would be of sin, anything that would be contrary to the Word of God, anything that would be not in line with what He would have us to do. He's the light, and the light comes through the Word. The entrance of the Word brings light, and it gives understanding to the simple. And when you walk in His ways, you're going to have the light of life. God's light of His Word brings forth a manifestation of His life in us. It's another scripture up in Romans 14:19. It says, let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another. This is another important thing. If you truly are following the Lord Jesus Christ, then you are going to follow after the things that make for peace. You're not going to get into strife. You're not going to be an argumentative person. You're not going to be a person who's contentious. Instead, you're going to be following for the things that make for peace. Blessed are the peacemakers. God wants us to be a person who seeks peace. Follow after peace. And also to edify one another. Things that edify one another. We don't want to tear down. We don't want to be critical or fault-finding or judgmental. We are to be an edifier, building up one another. And this is so important. If you're following the Lord, you're going to be ministering things to people that edify them, that build them up, that strengthen them, that are going to encourage them in walking in the ways of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 14:1 says, follow after charity, that is love. If we're going to follow the Lord, we're going to follow after the way of love. You know, a new commandment He's given us, and this new commandment is the law of love. It's a new commandment. It's the agape commandment. It is a love which sees every person as valuable and precious and important. Every single person is valuable and precious and important, and you need to love every single person without respect of persons. And if you follow after love, you're going to be long-suffering. You're not going to be seeking your own. You're not going to be puffed up with pride. You're not going to be out anxious to impress people. You're not going to be all thinking about yourself, seeking your own way, doing what you want. You're going to be believing the best of every person. And you're going to be following the way of love, doing no ill or harm to any one person. God says, follow love. It is the way. That's the way that people are going to know that you truly are one of His disciples. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 says this, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. We're to be a follower of God as a dear child, walking in love. Well, God's loved us. How much more should we walk in love towards every person? You know, when we love other people, if we love people that we've seen who are made in the image of God, you know, then we're going to be showing the fact that really we have the love. But if we can't love those we've seen, how can we love God who we haven't seen, the Bible says. It goes on and says also that fornication, all uncleanness, covetousness, let it not once be named among you as becometh saints. God does not want us entering into any fornication, any uncleanness, any covetousness, no filthiness, foolish talking or jesting. All those things are destructive. Instead, God wants us to be a person who gives thanks. God wants us to be a person who's going to walk in love and edify and build up one another. Praise God. Philippians chapter 3, Paul says that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings being made conformable unto His death. And here we see the fact that here he was realizing the fact that he was seeking after the power of God to know Him. And he knew he was going to go through some suffering. And we know that we're going to have to press through. And if we're following Him, yes, we're going to go through things that are going to come against us. The Bible talks about how he says, I count not myself to have apprehended or arrived. But this one thing I do, I'm forgetting those things which are behind, and I'm reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. This is what the Lord wants you to do. If you're following Him, you're going to have a lot of different things that have happened in your life. You've got to forget the things that are behind. You can't let past failures, past problems, things that have happened to you in the past, sin areas in your life, or where people have been destructive, you cannot let those pull you down and hold you down. You've got to let go of it. Let go of the things of the past. Forgive those that have hurt you and wronged you. And reach forth for the things that are before. I'll tell you, God says, press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. He wants you to move ahead, praise God, and do what He wants you to do. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. He exhorts us, brethren, that warns that we should warn the unruly, the comfort, the feeble-minded, support the work, the weak, be patient toward all men, and see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good. What are we supposed to follow? That which is good. So yeah, we're gonna support the weak. We're gonna be patient toward all men. We're gonna comfort the feeble-minded. There will be times when we're gonna warn the unruly. We're gonna not, though, render evil for evil. Instead, we're gonna bless those that curse us. We're gonna pray for those that persecute us and do good to those that would do evil toward us. We're gonna follow that which is good. And this is so important, both among yourselves and to all men. If you don't follow the ways of God and walk in what He wants, then you're not going to be obedient to His Word. We need to have the fruit of God. A lot of people look for the power of God, but God says, I want to see some fruit. He says, I know you by your fruit. If we're really following the Lord, we're denying ourselves. We're going to follow with all of our heart. We're going to do things that are right in His sight. We're going to wholly follow Him. We're going to be fishers for men. We're going to be denying ourselves. And we're going to be making the decision that we're going to look to walk in love. We're going to be an edifier, a builder up, a strengthener. We're going to be one who's going to be a blessing to people. Serving the Lord, ministering the Word of God. This is what God wants. He wants you to be out there doing the works of God. Casting out the demons, healing the sick, praying for people, ministering to their needs, being a blessing. God's called us to be a blessing, and He wants you to be a blessing. Be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you follow Him, you're going to do the same things He did. Do this and watch God work mightily in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.